Thank you, Jay, for mentioning the lights. I'm sorry I forgot to mention that in the announcement portion. Aren't they beautiful, though? Just amazing. And I've already been told that there's a list of men who are not to sit underneath the lights. And I'm on that list. No, but just kidding. But I actually was told that for my own sake, so. But anyway, also one other thing I want to lift up is, as you are aware, many of you are aware, 6 o'clock, youth meets here, 6th through 12th grades every Sunday night, and they feed the youth first, and then they have their activity, whether it's a fun project or a fun project doing service or whatever they do that night. And the eating portion of that is really very important to the youth group. Many of our youth are in great places in their life and their homes where they can they could have a meal at home, but many in our youth don't have that luxury. And so that meal portion is very important for our youth. And so please make sure tonight they don't have anyone bringing the dinner to the youth. And so if you are available tonight and are willing to do that, whatever it is, whether it's pizza or whether it's a home-cooked meal, they don't care. They just appreciate and enjoy the food that is brought. So if you have a chance tonight and can do that, Jamie, would you wave your hand here? Talk to Jamie so that she can know. And then down in the stairwell is a sign-up sheet that is always there with dates on it. And so make sure you take a look at that. If you're not available tonight, please take a look at that. So. All right, our scripture for today is Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. If you have your Bibles, please get them out and follow along. If you didn't bring your Bible, grab a pew Bible and follow along this morning. And, you know, this last month we've had a couple guest speakers, and both of those speakers kind of poked fun at me for doing this and at my expense there. But I think it's so important, and they understand, they're just giving me a hard time. But I think it's so important that everyone feel comfortable, even if you don't know a thing about the Bible, to be able to open it up and follow along if you choose. And so tell me, those who do know, is the Gospel of Luke in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament, that's right. So if everyone would turn to the very back of their Bible, literally it's maybe the last third of our Bible is the New Testament. And so please turn back there. It begins with the Gospel of Matthew. And then what's after Matthew? Mark. And then right after Mark is? Luke. So Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. We'll begin with verse 1. Once you find that, would you close your Bible on your finger and stand with me, and if you're able, raise those Bibles high above your heads this morning. Let's say this loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me. Let's turn to Luke chapter 7, beginning with verse 1.